Hello dear listener, and welcome to Spiritual Balance Podcast. My name is Joy and I'm also the author of the book Spiritual Balance. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book. Each episode will cover a new chapter or subtopic. I hope you will like it. In our previous episode, we looked at giving of alms and giving to bless servants of God as some of the ways under giving that will strengthen your spiritual body. Today, we shall look at doing good. Everywhere Jesus went, he did well. He healed the sick, performed miracles, and resurrected the dead. Jesus is the light of the world. He lived an example for us to imitate and follow. You need to be the light in your family, in your neighborhood, place of work, and everywhere you go. You can only be the light by investing in doing good. Every good work you do on earth, so long as it is according to God's will, you will be rewarded. Whatever good you do will come back to you. Like a true saint, your good works are recorded in your spiritual file. These works will be reflected on Judgment Day. Every work you do, whether good or bad, is captured and recorded by the angels. Invest in good works to enrich your spiritual body. Matthew 5:16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." You have been given a gift or an ability. With this ability, you can bring changes in your neighborhood, family, and many other places. However, you assume and tell yourself, "Why should I trouble myself? Who cares about my good work?" God cares. Starting today, transform situations and lives using God-given abilities in you. You did not know its worth, but now that you know, wake up out of your comfort zone and be fruitful. James 4:17 says, "If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and don't do it, it is sin for them." Do not ignore the widows, orphans, poor, strangers in your midst. Extend your kindness to them. Put a smile on their faces. Let them go before God and thank him because of you. The poor are always with you. You will not miss them in your family, place of work, and neighborhood. Visit the sick in their homes and hospitals. Encourage and pray for them. Share your food with the hungry, your clothes with the naked, and your drinks with the thirsty. You will be blessed for such a works because you are doing for God. It is written in Matthew 25:42-43, "For I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty and you didn't give me a drink. I was a stranger and you didn't invite me into your home. I was naked and you didn't give me clothing. I was sick and in prison and you didn't visit me." For as long as you are still living in this world, enemies will always be there. You will not miss a few in your family, neighborhood, place of work, business cycle, and many other places. From your understanding, you need to go silent on them, talk bad about them, and pray that God will punish and revenge for you. However, you need to know that enemies are not in your life by mistake. They are in your life to help you grow. Swallow your pride and pray for them. God wants you to love and forgive them. Anybody can hate their enemies, but as a true believer, you need to forgive them and bless them in their times of need. Do good to everyone, not only to those who are in a good relationship with you, but even with your enemies. For Luke 6:35-36 says, "Love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you'll truly be acting as children of the Most High. For he is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate." Start by showing goodness to your parents, your siblings, relatives, and then to others. Do not reach out to the poor and needy and forget your family. Your alms will not glorify God if your parents have been left wallowing in poverty. If God has blessed you, be a blessing to others. Your reward for helping them will not come from them but from God. For 1 Timothy 5:8 says, "But those who won't care for their relatives, especially those in their own household, have denied the true faith. Such people are worse than unbelievers." As we discussed earlier, none of us is perfect. You'll find yourself sinning sometimes unintentionally. But when other people sin, you're very fast to judge and condemn. Even Jesus did not judge. The only person who should judge people is God. When you judge and condemn, the same will also happen to you. When correcting others, do it with love and with gentleness, knowing that you can also fall in the same temptation. Be good to people, even when they go wrong, as you encourage them to change. For Galatians 6:1 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you are godly, should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path, and be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself." The above are not all, but just a few ways of strengthening your spiritual body. I hope you enjoyed this part of my book. If you found it helpful, please send me a message and let me know. In our next episode, we shall look at effects of salvation on your heart and your mind. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.